Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
To Motivate My Life Radio. Started Monday morning off with a little bit of my girl, Beyonce. She's always so inspiring and motivating to me. Guys, I hope you had a great weekend. And if, like myself, you probably overindulged. I did try to work out a little bit to not try and feel so guilty about all the food that I ate, but I actually didn't do too bad. I've actually done worse when it comes to Thanksgiving eating. I think a lot of us, when it comes to Thanksgiving, I think a lot of folks feel that you're supposed to eat a lot of food. So I think we've planted that seed in our mind that we're supposed to eat a lot of food for Thanksgiving. And to be honest, after about day number two, I don't want any more Thanksgiving foods. I don't know about you guys. We went down to my mother-in-law, and she lives kind of in the country, so to speak. And she had a huge spread. And I tell you, I just got so sick of eating that food, guys. By Friday, I'm like, okay, enough for me with Thanksgiving. I'm done. And so I went over to the the Duplin Winery and actually got me a couple of bottles of wine from the winery, and then I actually, guys, went and got me a vegetable sandwich on Friday. Yes, I did get me a vegetable sandwich because I was like, I'm no longer going to eat any more potato salad. I don't want to eat any more of anybody's yams. I was pretty much done at that point. But I hope you guys did have a great holiday weekend. It's always a pleasure to get together with families and create new memories and laughs and things of that nature. I want to thank you guys for tuning in this morning to Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy. And today we have a special guest joining with us, Miss Crystal Davis. She is the Lean Coach. And I can't wait to talk to Crystal and hear all about the exciting things that she has going on and how she actually is helping individuals grow in her expertise area of being a lean coach and so forth. So we will talk to Crystal in a few moments. I have to start out firstly by giving my motivational tips, Monday motivational tip, what I want you guys to do. It's approaching the end of the year, and I know that we have 500 excuses about we're going to start, why we're going to start on January, because you guys know you're guilty. We're going to start everything in January. We're going to lose weight in January. We're going to get our money right in January. We're going to get our relationships right in January. Everything happens in January. But, guys, the key to all of this is you have to set realistic goals with realistic deadlines. So if your goal is to lose weight, why do you need to start in January? Why can't you start right now? You have to. With losing weight, that is a change of mindset. So that's not just about you getting in a gym in January and you hopping on a treadmill or you doing some fitness training or some core training or working with a personal trainer. You have to set goal deadlines. So if your goal is to lose 10 pounds by January 31st, why not start now? Because you're going to have to change your eating habits. You're going to have to incorporate exercising in your daily regimen. So why not start now? So what I would like for you to do is write down a goal, your goals, not just one. If you have two or three that you're trying to jump off for the new year, start them today. Start them now. Start writing down what you're going to need to be able to get the goal moving. Set a deadline of when you want to have the goal achieved. And so that's the best way for us to achieve our goals. That's my motivational tip for this Monday. And now I would like to introduce our special guest on the line with us is Miss Crystal Davis. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I appreciate it. And how was your Thanksgiving, Crystal?
My Thanksgiving was wonderful. My parents came in town, and I live in Atlanta, and my parents came in town from Mississippi, so they were here with me, and I had some other in-town family come over. We just had a wonderful day. We ate too much. We did, and like you, I was sick of dirty food. Like,
yes.
I cried it. Like, can we have some fish or something? I mean,
yeah, let's cut this up a little bit. You know what I mean? Can we make some turkey salad or something? Some chicken salad?
Something different. Yes, yes, yes. And your point this morning, Teresa, about, you know, not waiting to act now is so important. I mean, like, I tell people, and especially we as women, we always want to wait until some things are, quote unquote, perfect timing. And there really is no perfect timing. There's always going to be something going on in life. So it's really important that we just act now. When you make up your mind to do something, just act on it now. And I promise you, you will get better. You will figure out how to do it better, get more refined. So we need to stop waiting. We really need to stop waiting. And that's whether it's losing weight, starting a business, going back to school, pursuing a career change, mm-hmm. ending a bad relationship, whatever it is. Act now.
Yeah. And Crystal, you know, I always tell folks, because, you know, if your goal is to make a change in your life, why not start right now? I mean, why do you have to wait to start? You know, why do you need a 60-day window before you start a change in your life when you can actually start the change right now?
That's right.
I think changes that are start immediately are more effective than those changes that you try to plan later on to do. So you should be evolving on a day-to-day basis. And so, Crystal, with that being said, if you can just tell us, we know you are the lean coach. Of course, I have, you know, read a little bit about what it is that you do. If you can talk to our listeners this morning and talk a little bit about who you are, firstly, you know, if you want to talk about a little bit of your background, and then kind of what does a lean coach do?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on this morning and allowing me to share with your listeners. And so I'll simplify it. So the Lean Coach is my primary business, and I help manufacturing and supply chain companies to improve their operations in seeking operational excellence, whether that's to streamline a process, make it more efficient, to shorten the lead time so that they can get product out to a customer faster and make sure that it's on time, and also to help companies to improve their profitability. But in all, wrapped up in all of that, what I really do is I help the people within the organization learn how to become problem solvers, and that's at every level within the organization. And so in addition to my company, The Lean Coach, I also have a brand, Your Corporate Confidant. And the focus of Your Corporate Confidant is basically leadership development. And I'll tell you how I got to all of this. So my background is I'm an industrial engineer, and I've worked in a manufacturing and supply chain industry for over 20 years. And I had the privilege of learning and being certified, being certified in Lean Manufacturing and Six Sigma, which are technical problem-solving philosophies and methodologies. And in that, very early in my career, I had the opportunity of being selected as one of seven engineers to go over to Europe to help companies that were struggling. So that's how I learned about this process and learned how to become an internal consultant. And, you know, I was really, really passionate about helping to improve the operations, et cetera. In my journey, what I figured out was that if the leadership could not understand, buy in, support, and then get others to buy into the change was not going to happen. Or if it did, it was going to be very short-lived. So I then shifted my career and added leadership development coaching to my portfolio. And that's when I found that I have the most passion in helping people to understand that they can actually make a difference. A lot of people go into a job looking to retire. Well, not many nowadays, but, you know, I'll say the before the 80s babies, you know, we look at a job and we look to retire. You know, start, work a job 30 years, retire, get a good pension, go home and chill out. And I would find that companies had so much expertise that they never tapped into. People would come into a job day in and day out. Companies have problems, but they never would leverage all of their people to help them solve problems. They would really focus in on kind of, you know, that hero mentality. Or would just ask, you know, so-and-so to do it. They're good at that. And so with that, I formed the company, The Lean Coach, 3 years ago, and I left corporate America and started my business, and I have not looked back. And a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I work for some pretty high-profile companies and very recognizable brands. So I have a lot of experience and expertise to feel confident in carrying forward in my business.
Nice. And you know, Crystal, I do always like to touch on it because we get a lot of email questions regarding how folks did the transition. And so I do like to touch on, you know, that moment. You know, that pivotal moment when you knew that it was time for you to leave corporate America and kind of just go out there and start your business. What was it for you at that moment that allowed you to say, okay, I'm going to wrap up my career with corporate America? You had a very strong background, obviously, and say that now it's time for me to go and start my business.
So, Teresa, it's a great question, and it's actually going to be a lesson in why it's important to act now. So I knew 10 years before I left corporate America what I wanted to do, and it took me 10 years to get over all of my fears, to put the plan in place, to feel confident and comfortable in the plan, and to get training in areas where I thought I had, I needed to improve my skill set. And when I left, I just sat for a moment and I said, why did you wait so long to do this? All of those fears that I had built up in my mind, they really were not even real, right? And there's a difference between being prepared and being afraid. And so what happened that made me just finally take the leap is I got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and ultimately what happened was I was overlooked for a promotion, and I was like, you know what, enough of this. So I made the leap.
And, you know, Crystal, I want to touch on something really quickly, too. You know, it's something that you said about the fear, because a lot of us, and this is why I like to ask that question, because a lot of us don't, because you have to believe in yourself to know, and you believing in yourself has to be greater sometimes than that fear. And so a lot of us at times, we are afraid. I mean, a lot of us have not stepped into our greatness because we truly are afraid of failure. We're afraid of what may happen, you know, and we have come to be accustomed to being in this comfort zone. You know, the one where you get this paycheck every 2 weeks and, you know, you can calculate how much money you're going to make because, you know, we know that, you know, being a business owner isn't for everyone. Can you tell me a little bit about, like, the disruptor? You know, what's your motivation behind that?
Great, great, great. So my motivation behind disruptor, so as I mentioned, Lean Coach was my passion. I was very passionate about the technical piece, working in manufacturing and supply chain. And disruptor came about when I was sitting with a friend, and she was asking me about my career story. And I told her about a lot of the challenges that I faced as a woman working in male-dominated industry. And I shared some very, very specific stories with her of things that actually happened to me, and she was so baffled. She said, I cannot believe that happened to you in a professional setting. And I said, you know, yeah. I said, imagine going into a room where you're the only female, you're doing the presentation, you're doing the training, and some of the men in the room literally take their chair and turn it around with their back facing you.
Wow.
And this was a week-long training, and they did that for the first 2 days. So how do you find the strength to overcome and continue to move forward and talk to the people that are willing to give you attention? Or when people say to you, little girl, there's more than 150 years of experience in this room. What are you going to tell us? Because I was young at the time. So it's those types of things that I had to learn how to overcome and still position myself to be heard, my ideas to be accepted, and also to position myself for promotional opportunities. And so that is how disruptor was birthed. My friend that I was sharing my story with, she invited me to speak at some of her conferences, and the feedback that I received from women let me know that it was time for me to shift, that I could still love the Lean Coach, but it was time for me to shift. And I'm very passionate about women who are into young girls and women who are interested in STEM careers, so that's science, math, technology, engineering, and creating for them a mindset that they are not going to be deterred because the environment is not conducive to what they imagine in terms of a professional setting. So that's how Disruptor was born. It's a coaching and training program for emerging and executive leaders of women who work in male-dominated industries. And then just as a caveat, to be clear, your corporate confidant is the coaching brand, whereas Disruptor is a program underneath that that pillar specifically targeted for women.
Nice.
Go ahead,
Crystal. I'm sorry.
No. I'll just say, you know, the other reason is that I came up with the term disrupt her because we're in this space. Corporations are in this space where they're being taken over by startup companies. So if you think about antiquated industries like the taxi industry, who was overtaken by Uber and Lyft, or you think about Blockbuster, who was overtaken by Netflix. So companies, our stalemate old companies are really having a challenge in figuring out how do we innovate and stay relevant and not be taken over by these new entrants. And so within those organizations, you have women who, if they don't speak up now and companies move forward, then we're only going to fall further behind. And it's time for women to know that they can step up, speak up, and create an environment that's conducive for them to be comfortable in doing so.
And I totally agree with that because now, you know, where there was always this, to me, male-dominated industry far as leaders in the community and business owners, and, you know, they were always thought of as the head. But, you know, things are now changing. And they're evolving that you have, you know, the percentage of women-owned businesses, I mean, they're basically excelling, you know, to the same level as, yeah, they are. And I think for women, I like that you said that, you know, you stood your ground and you stayed strong in what it is that you were doing even after being ignored, after no one was being receptive, you know, to what it is that you were talking about. Because, of course, they thought you couldn't be added value to the knowledge that they already had.
Yes,
so that's pretty.
I had to do so without becoming sister girl.
Yes. Well, you know, they be waiting for us to go in our sister girl bag now. So they be waiting. You know, I think sometimes they push them little buttons because they know that we can go in our sister girl bag. And for a lot of us corporate folks, because you know, I came from corporate arena as well. Career had been in HR, and prior to me starting my staffing and HR consulting company, I was in corporate America for a very long time. So I can definitely relate to what it is that you are speaking of. And, you know, so many times, you know how you always want to be that one to try to maintain your professionalism? And it's always
when they try
that
you.
One that want to I hate to say this without sounding so, you know, being not, you know, racist or anything like that, but, you know, African American women, particularly us, we really had a harder time, and we still have a harder time when it comes to corporate America. You almost have to prove yourself, and sometimes that's not even enough.
Exactly.
And so you do get overlooked for promotions, and you get overlooked for achievements and things of that nature. I get so many women that I talk to on a day-to-day basis that run into these issues, and these are women that are prominent to be able to start their business, but not start a business, but they have something to offer, you know, to the world and to folks. And their number one reason for not starting is fear. How are they going to pay their bills?
It's fear.
And it's an unfortunate situation, I think.
I agree wholeheartedly. It's very unfortunate because, you know, a lot of times is we position the fear to have so much power over us instead of just taking the time to really understand what exactly am I afraid of. And then once you figure that out, you can find the right resources to help you. To help you move forward. And the other thing about us as women, we need to learn that we don't have to know everything. We have to, men are really, really good at surrounding themselves with the right people. And we feel like we have to know everything. And so we have to learn how to operate. I always advocate operating your strengths. It's okay to understand your weaknesses. And if you want to work on developing, you know, getting better in some of those areas, great. But when you operate in your strength, it comes so natural and so easy. And that, in turn, gives us the confidence to keep moving forward. So then, you know, I'll give you an example. So I was a friend of mine said to me early on in my business, I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I really love being a business owner, but, you know, some of the things that come along with it, I hate. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I like bookkeeping and, you know, all of that administrative stuff you have to do. And she said, help me understand something. Now, you're out here trying to close $1,000 deals, but you working on a $100 problem.
Wow.
Baby, when I tell you.
Wow.
I talk about a paradigm shift. I had a bookkeeper the next week.
I love it. And you know, Crystal, I want to touch on something too, because a lot of times when we start our businesses, right, you know, you kind of become the be-all, end-all, and you're the admin,
yes,
the receptionist, the bookkeeper, the marketing person, the branding person. You also are the expert in whatever the field of the business is.
Right.
And we need to know, too, at some point, too, it's okay to hire help, you know, because for your business to continuously to grow, you're going to need help, right?
You're going to need help, and our responsibility as business owners is to operate in our core competencies. Like, think about Coca-Cola go out and start selling tires? That's not their core competency. Beverages are their core competency, and we need to think as CEOs of our businesses, we need to think the same way.
I totally agree, because what happens is I think we stay in positions too long. So what ends up happening, and this can be a discouragement moment. You tell me if you agree. You stay in these four or five positions in your company. You get burnt out, okay, because you are a startup. You get burnt out. And then you start getting discouraged. So then
That's right. You
don't give your company your all anymore, because now it's like, I can't do this. And this is a lot of what you start to hear.
Exactly.
You have to have a timeline when you're going to start putting these people in place.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, yeah, you do. You have to have a timeline.
You're spot
timeline,
on.
Yeah, you can't grow if you don't put people in place to help you grow. You can't be the all in all.
That is 100% correct. And I think, you know, some of the challenges, you know, just to be fair to us as small business owners, is you think about, you know, you're in it trying to make money, then you have some money as well. And so you want to be prudent about where you choose to spend your money. But the most valuable thing that we have is our time. The most valuable thing as business owners is we have is our time. And so we have to figure out what we're going to give up. Or if you need additional money to go out and hire a PR firm, then you need to find an additional contract that will cover that. We're good at covering our bills. So that's right. It's very important that we be strategic about how to build our team and make sure that it frees us up to be all that we need to be to work on the business, to work in the business, and to grow the business.
And I'm just going to be candid. You know, hey, my listeners over the last 3 years know I just, you know, I don't have a cut card when it comes to things. You sacrifice. So you might can't buy those shoes. You might can't go shopping.
Okay.
You might can't do these lavish dinners. You might have to sit out on this concert. You have to sacrifice when you're growing a business. You know, and
exactly,
I think that's a lot of the issues that we have, because we don't want to sacrifice. And growing a business, when you're getting started, it comes with sacrificing. Well, Crystal, can you tell me what kind of advice can you give to women in corporate America, and especially those in a male-dominated industry? Like, what advice would you
give
them?
Great question. Yeah, so I actually have 3 points that I'd like to leave with the listeners, and this can apply to everyone. Be you. That's the first and most important thing, and I already touched on this. What it means for me when I say be you is to operate in your strength. And that's important because, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about be authentic, be you, and a lot of people sometimes are uncomfortable with that because other people will judge. But all you know how to do is be who you are. So don't try to change that to fit into some model. So you'll hear people saying, you know, in corporate they want to fit in. And it's important to establish relationships and all of that, but you can't go into, you have to, you can't go into changing the core of who you are. So when you remain true to yourself, right, then you can always defend your action. You can always defend your perspective, your values, because it is who you are. And I think a lot of people will respect that more than when you when they don't know what angle you're going to come from. So that's my first bit of advice. The second one is be,
No, I'm sorry, Chris.
The second one. Okay, sorry. The second one is to be seen. So in whether it's in corporate, your business, or even your something, some area that you're passionate about, whether it's, you know, you volunteer with certain nonprofits, you have to be seen because what you have to offer is important and it was given to you for a reason, for you to share. I always talk about God gives us gifts. Gifts are meant to be given away. So be seen. In corporate, that means go after special projects that will get you visibility. Take on the extra work as long as it is strategically aligned with where you're trying to go, your next step in your career. So don't just take on extra work to for it to be said that Sally is a hard worker. So the work has to be meaningful. It has to be intentional, and it has to lead somewhere for you. So that was one of the ways that I, as a woman, working in male-dominated space, got the attention of very high-level people in the organization. I took on those projects. And then the third one is always be a leader who teaches. I'm going to repeat that one. Be a leader who teaches. So, leadership, of course, you know, there are many, many definitions of leadership. But what a lot of companies, I'll just say this, anyone who's looking to be a recipient of your value, of course they want what you have to offer. But they also are looking for how can you teach others. And so what a lot of people are afraid of is, well, if I teach you, then you'll no longer need me. And I've never in my experience found that to be a limiting factor because the more that I give, the more that I get. And as a leader, I'm always looking to bring up other leaders. And those people in turn continue to elevate everyone in the organization. So the three pieces of advice I would give people in, you know, whether it's you're working in corporate and you're trying to figure out what your next step is, if you're working and you're having some trouble being heard or trusted, one is always be you. And if that means you have to stop and sit down and assess, what are my strengths? And then let me make sure that in those areas, I give that value back to the organization. Two, be seen, go after special projects, go after those tough client deals. Do the things that will help separate you and differentiate you from others. And then thirdly, be a leader who teaches, meaning don't necessarily just kind of hog your talents and your abilities. Be willing to teach others because that's how you get people to follow. Because people will think, you know what, this as a leader or an expert in the field, they care enough about me or recognize something in me to want to teach me, then that person will follow you.
I mean, that right there speaks value.
Thank you.
Someone's always going to look to you for information, to also for you to lead them and things of that nature. So always even think like a leader. That's some great advice, Crystal, and I truly appreciate you giving that to the listeners. Before we wrap up, I do want folks to know, how they can follow you, where they can find you, and things of that nature, if they have any additional questions. So if you can tell us what your social media handles are, that way people will be able to kind of connect with you out there in the world on social media.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you can find me at Crystal Y Davis, that's CrystalY Davis, D-A-V-I-S, and that's my website.com. You can find me on Twitter, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn as Crystal Y Davis. And it's not Crystal like the little hamburgers with your K. It's Crystal with a C.
Y'all got that. Just in case y'all wondering, y'all had that.
Don't be looking for no Crystal Burgers.
Because you're not going to find her, okay?
No,
this is a disrupt
right.
Her, Crystal Davis, with a C.
Yes, ma'am.
That is too funny. I love it. Crystal, I want to thank you so much. I mean, it's been a pleasure, actually, you know, to chat with you this morning. I'll Motivate My Life Radio, and I hope you come back and visit with us again sometime soon. We always look forward to having our corporate leaders, particularly women, come on the show and talk to women. We do have an overwhelming amount of responses of emails. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get to any of the questions today. Normally, I do try to ask one or two questions. Unfortunately, time will not allow us to get to any of the questions today. So hopefully we can go through your PR team and have you scheduled to come back on, and we can just do a Q&A opposed to an interview. We'll just have folks just can call in and or email their questions, and hopefully you can answer some of these questions, because right now we probably have about 62 questions and we didn't get to any of them.
Wow.
So I will reach out to your PR team and see if we can get you back on the show in the next week or so.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I did want to say that I'm so glad you were okay, in the accident. I was so
Thank
concerned,
you
and
so
I kept asking everybody, is she okay? Is she okay? So
I
appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, I had to thank my God. You're welcome. I had to thank my God for it. So I did, because, that's why I tell folks, you're never ready for the unexpected. So you know what I mean? So, I mean, this is somebody texting. And I want to put that message out before we wrap this show up. You know, guys, please, if you are one of those individuals that text and drive, I mean, nothing is that important, because you look down at your phone in a matter of 2 seconds, something can happen. That's how fast something can happen.
This guy
was looking down, and he did not even, by the time he looked up, he didn't even realize we were stopped at a red light. So,
wow.
Ran right in the back of me. So, guys, that's my another tip for me to give you today. Just be careful with that phone, that texting, and that driving. And that he said he was checking an email. I'm just thankful that he even told the truth. It didn't matter. You ran into the back of me,
right.
So regardless of the fact. Oh,
right.
So thank you again, Crystal. I'm looking forward to, again, like I said, to have you back on the show. I'll reach out to your PR team. And you have
wonderful.
A great rest of the week on purpose. Thanks again for joining Motivate My Life Radio. And we'll be connecting again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. All right, guys. There you have it. Crystal Davis, the Lean Coach, dropping us some really strong nuggets for those folks that are just, if you're trying to get into the leadership role, the leadership realm, if you're trying to be in the midst of a group of strong women, you know, make sure you follow Crystal. She dropped all of her social media handles out there, Crystal Y. Davis. And, guys, before we wrap up, I got to tell you again, you know, you guys know I'm a big advocate on the corporate women that are doing their things. I applaud them, because I know that it takes a lot of work to get in the trenches and, you know, to get to that place to be able to become a leader where you have credibility and people actually respect what you do. So you guys, you keep working at it. Don't let no one discourage you. You're going to hit a lot of bumps and bruises, a lot of roadblocks and obstacles. But again, Crystal Davis is another prime example that you can get it done. You have to believe and you will achieve. Thank you again for joining Motivate My Life Radio. I'm your host, Teresa Murphy, and you have a good rest of the week on purpose.